My country people, and welcome to another edition of our beta program where they build our character, what we call Rivetics. My name is Dr. Lele Baresibo. I'll be on our host today. Before we begin, Mok will take a small opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesom-Wike, the person who initiate this program, Rivetics.
I truly salute, welcome all the Rivers people with their head and their mind they calm. On a welcome come another Rivetics Weekend Talk Talk program on Top Radio where they help us arrange our character and make a better pass as the day before. Make we carry on for mind say, if anybody stop another person for him right, so that he no go follow do within everybody they do, because that person no be in personal person or he no belong to in group, make we no say, no be the person with them drive come out, where people go dey look with corner eye. Now the person where they wicked them, now him then go dey look because him don't show himself. Today talk that on World AIDS Day, where United Nations Alliance meeting where all the country where did this world be member being arranged today, will be 1st of December. The word where them knack this year celebrate now, know your HIV status, alias know whether HIV dey your body or not. Then talk say for this way world, up to 37 million people get HIV for their body and plenty of them not even know. But they also talk say things don't they arrange well because inside 4 people we get HIV virus, about 3 of them know say it did their body. But the journey is still far because according to their UNAIDS report, more people supposed to know whether the virus did their body so that they fit get the medicine we go help them manage their self. Now HIV testing now go help people wey get the HIV virus for their body to get better treatment so that them fit live their life normal jeje. The testing go also help so that if people know wetin dey ground, them fit find way we go make sure say the virus no enter them or their people. But plenty gallop see they block how people take see the good wey dey inside this HIV testing because people dey fear make other people no hear say them go do that kind test. Because it go hard to see place where then they do this HIV testing when not there for public place so that people go fit hide go do their test without a mobile eye. Another problem be say for some people now until they don't sick and the sickness don't they show sign now then go do their own tests. To know whether person get this HIV virus get plenty advantage because now from there the person go get better treatment and care or if it go find way avoid them patapata. The people with their own HIV testing show say the virus don't enter their body fit start to take special treatment and medicine with them they call antiretroviral therapy we go help them make them stay alive and well. And they get as the treatment go work so they the virus with the person body no go fit affect another person again. We get up to 200 HIV testing place for this way River State and River State Ministry of Health still they join body with other organization them make them find other method of HIV testing. United Nations don't plan say then go stop up to 28 million cases of people with the virus enter their body new and then go stop AIDS final for this our world for the year 2030 and it go start when people go check their self for test. And if the HIV virus show, then fit go start treatment sharp sharp. Make we hear waiting our talk person today go yarn give us on top this matter. In him na Dr. Lele Baresibo. And him be manager for the health we concern public and the different disease where they enter people body alias program manager, public health specialist and infectious disease expert. In the work for the River State Ministry of Health. And make we hear waiting in go yarn us. And make we learn something from within we go hear. Our Rivers people, we get respect for their self. I beg, make we remember, say, now we good character, now it go show who we be for public. I pray make Papa God bless honor and honor family them, and make God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down, don't wish him bad, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. no, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
My people, on our welcome back. If you just tune in, this one our program Rivetics on radio. And I may be on a brother, Dr. Lele Baresibo, will be on a host today. Today I'm going to talk on the World AIDS Day. The 1st of December every year, now the day where World Health Organization, UNAIDS, and other Ogbonge people, where they help us to ensure say our body remain better, our body no get sickness. They don't put them, say, may they use this day to make people know about HIV and also to encourage everybody to begin do things we will prevent the transmission of HIV, and also to tell us say it is important say we will go hospital go get HIV AIDS services. They don't also talk to say make our leaders them may them help to ensure say better health programs they for all of us so that our body go remain kampe. The theme for this year World AIDS Day commemoration na know your status, and it means say make you know your HIV status. My brother and sisters, which time you do your HIV test last? If you don't know your HIV status, it means say you really dey miss. So it means say you know they in control of your own health, because if you know your HIV status, even if na negative or na positive, it no mean say you will die. Because now oyibo people don't bring medicine where you go fit take, and as you take them, your body go remain kampe. You go see they do the things them, go about your normal business then do the things them where people serve who don't get HIV they do, and all the things people who don't get HIV they achieve, you too you go still achieve them. And they always tell people say, you see person will get diabetes mellitus, the person they take medicine every day. Person will get hypertension, they also take medicine every day. So make you tell me what is the difference between person will get HIV now and person will get diabetes, or the difference between person will get HIV or person will get hypertension? There is no difference. So no need say make you the fear. Go know your HIV status today, because now when you know, now you go feel go hospital, they will come give you this medicine then. And if you take this medicine then, your body will remain strong. You no go sick till any day where you will go find cure for the HIV. And it will also help you say you no go transmit the virus to the next person, because when you day on this medicine we then call highly antiretroviral therapy, the number of the HIV virus for your body go suppress, go down well. So they, it will reduce the chance of you transmitting the virus to the next person. Oyibo people don't talk. Say now about 36.9 million people now they live with the virus for the whole world. UNAIDS too, that one are people for United Nations where their own main business only how to tackle HIV AIDS. They don't talk. I'm saying Nigeria now be the second country for the whole world will get the highest number of people will get HIV. And the next people will they follow for back now South Africa. You don't see I'm not saying Africa here now the problem they pass. And for this our country now, you get one a survey what they may do for 2012 we talk say 3.1% of people for Nigeria get HIV. That same survey been talk say for River State 15.2% of everybody where they River State get HIV. Although it been get KLX more, it been dey controversial because River State people talk say that result no be truly their own, because you get some things that way they supposed to do during the survey where they no been do well. And so for 2015, another survey where they call HIV Zero Prevalence Survey, they may come do them in collaboration between Federal Ministry of Health, states, and some Oyibo people who may come support the country to fight HIV. That one been put the prevalence for HIV for Nigeria at 3%. It can put the prevalence for River State at 5.8%. But more could leave all this plenty prevalence, no prevalence talk. The most important thing now be say about 1 month ago, we just conclude one survey where everybody take part. We then call Nigeria AIDS Indicator and Impact Survey for River State. They don't come up for River State now, they need to go do one for other states for the country. And the person where they in charge of NACA will be the director general of NACA don't talk say by March next year the whole result will come out. That one now will give us an ideal situation of how we did. It will also help us on how we did plan to fight this HIV AIDS. But that one not today important. What is the important be say make you carry your own health for your own hand. And the way you go fit do that we say you go go any healthcare facility where we don't stamp say then sabi do this thing, come go do your HIV test. and we get like 201 of these facilities for the whole of River State. Some day private, oh, some even the public. So no fear. Go do your test, right? If you know your test. Because UNA, they may bring one report out on the 22nd of November 2018. When they talk, say 75% of people will get HIV. Now know their status, oh. That means the rest, 25%, then they live with the virus, they don't know their status. Were they very, very bad? And 21.7 million people where they live with HIV, then get access to highly active antiviral therapy. That one, I don't medicine them. Where would they give people where they live with HIV so that their body will remain healthy? But within they bad, we say 9.4 million people where they live with HIV, they never say no their status. And this person, them, they go about their normal business. If you don't know, they share the virus everywhere and you no good at all. That's why we say, make you know be part of those people. And as they share and too, then also they get sick. And then they also if you get another strain of the virus, who will make them get sick and die more. So it's important to say, we could go know our HIV status. Now, this HIV treatment care and support services, before you go fee assess them, you must know your HIV status like I done the talk before. And then, the only way to do that be say, you go get with him what they call HIV testing services. We are talking if you get them for more than 201 healthcare facilities in River State. When you enter the facility, you just tell the healthcare worker where they say you want to know your status. He go talk to you. He get what they call pre-test counseling. He go talk to you about the virus. He go also try to know what you sabi about the virus so that he go now prepare you for the test. Now ask you whether you want to do the test or you don't want to do. By the time I talk to you finish, I assure you, my brothers and sisters, you go want to do the test. When you finish the test now, depending on your result, you go do what they call post-test counseling. You know, go stop there because since we know say majority of the way people they get HIV now are through when you get unprotected sexual intercourse with person will get HIV, the possibility say you feel catch the virus. So it will also help you now try track all the people where you don't get unprotected sexual intercourse with. If you list their numbers, it will now reach them to so that it will give them that HIV testing services also so that them too will also know their status. For married to pregnant women, they fit to encourage you to test their partner. The most important thing is say anybody who is positive now, we're gonna put them on antiretroviral therapy so that they will live a very, very healthy life forever until any day where God will call them. And for River State, we don't leave this testing for only hospitals. We carry and go public places where they get rally, where church programs, every that we will go give them there. Even if you get some of our sisters and we don't talk, say no matter how we don't preach, they make them go hospital. Then see if you say that way where their mama or their grandma been they born for TBA, where they call traditional birth attender was not so them, they want born for that place. They no gree go hospital and we don't shy tire. Say that thing they very, very dangerous. Why we see they allow them while them sit there on their own, say they want to go there, we no go talk say because they no gree come hospital, we no go come give them the test. So we they say carry the testing come their doorstep. Oh. Still come for those TB home where they give them and they do. And then any of them were positive, with the aid of the traditional birth attendant and our healthcare workers, we will carry them back to hospital. Go enroll them for what they call prevention of mother to child transmission of HIV AIDS. Now those things then we will feed do so that the unborn baby no go carry the virus. More could take break. We will come back very soon.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. Make a change for better, not for worse.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. You can't always be right, so sometimes when you're wrong, admit it. If you resolve to be a better person today onwards, you know, you might just be making somebody a little happier.
This world is a funny place. It's you today. It may be him tomorrow. So make a change for better, not for worse.
You'll be much happier.
And I welcome back. In case you just tune in, this one are Rivetix on radio, and now maybe on a brother Dr. Lele Barisibo will be on our host today. I've been doing the talk on World AIDS Day. I don't talk and say the theme for this year's World AIDS Day commemoration. The theme will take mark this year's World AIDS Day. Now know your status. We mean say now good thing say make you know your HIV status. So we encourage everybody to go do their HIV test. So I've been talking about pregnant women with the HIV positive. If when you now go hospital now, they gonna give you what they call prevention of mother to child transmission HIV services. Those things and what they will do for you for pregnant women go ensure say your pikin, you go fit deliver pikin when no get HIV. And they tell you say the joy of every woman in case it's me the HIV positive, now when you able to deliver pikin when no get HIV. I don't see them plenty and they're very, very happy. These services then would offer them for more than 201 sites for River State. First of all, we no go just wait say until women with HIV positive don't get belly, then come forward, we'll begin to do something. No, we need to wait. We the first of all look at any young woman or any woman who will not say they that age range we ain't go fit carry belly. We will now ensure say we do testing for them, find them where then they take them to their doorsteps, give them the testing so that any of them now with the positive, we're gonna place them on anti-retroviral therapy. So that by the time they're gonna get belly, the number of virus for their body go down reduce where well, so that it will reduce the chance for them to transmit the virus to their pikin where they want born. Also, we also encourage women with the HIV positive. Say if you know say you're not ready for any pregnancy, any belly, make you no go get them. Okay, so we will advise say make them use contraceptive. If their partner made them, make them use condom so that make them only carry belly when they actually need the pikin. As in they also too, so they will see do for them all those things what they do for antenatal care, what we call ANC. Those things what they do for pregnant women, they will see do for them. And also add more things will be focused antenatal care. They will see add some other new things where they also give people where the HIV positive, because this small difference will be between their own care and the care for people who know the HIV positive. They will also give them the dates where they will come back to hospital, come bring their pikin for tests. And then when they want to deliver them, you get within the doctor or the nurse or the midwife go do during delivery also, who will also help to ensure say their pikin where they want born no go contact the virus when they come out of the woman body. And when the woman born now, you get one medicine where they will drop for the pikin mouth, we will also help make the pikin no contact the virus. And they're gonna advise say make the mother remain on the treatment for lifelong, and the woman will also fit breastfeed. Then after about 6 weeks, they will come back with the pikin. They will now collect blood sample from the pikin. They will tell them go house. They will come carry sample go one lab for Rivers State University Hospital, which you have been known as BMSH before. Now government don't change the name to Rivers State University Hospital. Again, one PCR lab there where they go now do this test to now know whether the pikin been contact the HIV from him mother or not. But I want to assure you say women then we go through these PMC services, plenty of them they give birth to pikin with the HIV negative, even though them then they HIV positive. We can also talk about people we know they pregnant, our young men, our old men, our young girls and our old women. If then they HIV positive, our healthcare workers will now talk to them on the need to ensure say then they take their medication every day as they advise them and then take them. Because when they take this medication according to advice, now the medication will do the work way in supposed to do. We're gonna reduce the viral load to very, very small so that the person if they live healthy life as I've been done the talk before. And we get more than 86 healthcare facilities for this state where they offer these treatment services free of charge. I talk about my people, this is now free of charge. Now would they give? You don't expect you to pay any cobble for all these services. When you enter there, after the test, they will cancel for drug adherence, they will come give you the medication. Then we believe say by 6 months where you take the medication, the level of virus will don't go down well. So in order to know whether you do well on the medication or not, you get what you would call viral load assay, where they go collect your blood. The doctor or the nurse or the healthcare worker go collect your blood, telling me go has it. You go now package the sample where carry and go to the PCR lab for River State University Teaching Hospital, the former BMS is going to do the test. They'll come bring result, come bring and give you. They call you when you come collect your result. That laboratory for River State University Teaching Hospital, they serve the whole South. Say people they bring sample from other states with the South they bring, and would also do one for them free of charge. Each of these tests, if you want pay money now about 32,000 naira for one, but we do one for River State free of charge. So with this result of the viral load assay and other tests the doctor do for you, then we'll see how you do well on the medication where then they give you. Mok will take some more break now. We will soon come back. Thank you.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
My people, in case you just tune in, this one is River Ethics on Radio. Now maybe on a brother, Dr. Lele Baresibo, will be on a host today. For the 2018 World AIDS Day commemoration for River State, we don't decide say we will do things differently from how they do them before. For this year, you get one big something like conference where people will serve something about HIV, we will come together to discuss about these HIV testing services for River State. What thing we don't achieve, what thing be our challenges, and what thing we will do in the future. People will sabi book well, people will be experts for this area, they will come together for AFRI DTSP Sports Complex on the 1st of December. Come talk all this matter. Also, we will also unveil the River State HIV oral self test kits. This one are test kits where instead of to use blood, you will use saliva from your mouth, test yourself for HIV. And if you do them on your own without going to any hospital, then depending on the result, you will now you get number where we will put there, where you will call to go the hospital where you go now go for follow-up tests. And for River State now, with a pilot and with pregnant women and their spouses or their partners, and with the talk say River State now the first state for the whole of West Africa to pilot this oral test. Now make we very very happy with the government. We will also unveil Vitamin Angels multivitamin. This one are drugs and we will give free of charge. Multivitamins and we will give free of charge with Vitamin Angel and they give us. We will give them free of charge to any woman who carry belly and in the HIV positive. You see why would they say make you go hospital, go enroll so that we will fit take care of you well. They can also do entertainment and also talk to us about different things about HIV, the Google things about embracing HIV AIDS services. For the HIV AIDS control program for River State, we don't talk say we'll not go only the concentrate on only HIV, we will also help the do things. We will strengthen the health system for our country. We will make our health care delivery they very very strong for our state and our country beyond. And so between 1st January this year and 30th of October this year, we don't help the lab them with the Rivers and Oil Hospital and Zona Hospital Board to achieve one WHO accreditation. We'll be say they feel use the place now for all those Oyibo people their research, so that those results of those research now go also help us to plan for the health of residents of River State. Then also for 79 of our sites where they offer HIV services, we don't computerize the record system there, so that anywhere we do, we access the records. And also between January and 30th October this year, we don't offer 238,724 HIV tests to the general population. We don't also offer 69,773 tests to pregnant women in the state. All this one are free of charge. That thing where they call early infant diagnosis of children picking them way their mom or their HIV positive been born, we don't offer them to 1,724 of them. Then that free viral load assay which they do for PCR lab for reverse and reverse, we don't offer them to 3,354 persons. We don't also ensure say HIV test kits and drugs, they all the healthcare facilities where we offer HIV services. We they also continue to train the healthcare workers them too, so that they go know the work way they do also. Then that survey will go tell us the actual amount of HIV burden way we get for River State and beyond. Will be Nigeria AIDS Indicator Impact Survey. We don't conclude them for River State, and we'll wait for final results by early next year. We they work with plenty Oyibo people and international agencies to carry out this work way we they carry, including network of people living with HIV AIDS, FHI 360, Achieving Health Nigeria Initiative, UNICEF, Heartland Alliance International, Saving 1 Million Life Program for Results, AF, Health Strategy and Delivery Foundation, University of Hupes for America, Federal Ministry of Health, National Agency for the Control of AIDS, State Agency for the Control of AIDS, University of Maryland. My people, the most important thing we will discuss today be say, make you go accredited healthcare centers, or maybe when they bring the test to you, tell them say, you want to know your HIV status, because if you know your HIV status, you will now carry and also the control of your own health. So I beg, make una go do an HIV test today. Una thank you.
My correct and confirmed country people, now so the program River Days take my break today. And at this show, cautiously show say, the program, it touch your body and make your body the paparaje. As all of us do your body together to make sure say, our society, na better place for everybody. You go fit download this program today on, or the one we don't do before. And if you no join body for today program, countryman, you can fit enter with website, will be www.rivertis.com to listen and to download all the episodes of this program. Countryman, no forget say, to carry this work we don't do so, take give your friends, the ones waiting for school plus including people for your community, na FOC, that one are free or for charge. Oh yes, join body on top Live Ethics family now for Facebook and Twitter. It is very simple. Now at Live Ethics, and you can fit call our phone numbers to take ask question as a concern what we don't talk today, plus including the ones we don't talk before. The phone numbers now 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706. You can fit send us email on top riveatis@gmail.com. Countryman, this program Live at this, as I tell you, if you listen to her for 5 radio stations for inside River State every Saturday on top 92.3 Nigeria Info, now from 8:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock Bonkwen. Then on top Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, now 9 o'clock in the morning till you reach 10 o'clock, and they will come play the program again on top the same time on Sunday on top Rhythm 93.7, now from 2:30 in the afternoon till they reach 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And on Sunday, they will come play the program again for the same time, I don't tell you so. Then on top Treasure 98.5 FM, now 6:30 in the evening till they reach 7 o'clock. Then they will come still play the program again on Sunday around 5:30 in the evening till they reach 6 o'clock. On top Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday, now 5 o'clock for evening till they reach 5:30. I sure so now hear that one. Until the next week, countryman, with another person we will talk more for this program. So, don't forget to say, the way you talk, not the way you behave. So, therefore, talk well and behave well. And I wish everybody confirm and correct week ahead. A salute on her.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.